Blades Hockey with Ronan McLaughlin. He comes here out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and got a chance over Thanksgiving break to get home a little bit?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I got home, got to see the family. Actually got to go back and visit my old school, Cranbrook. Yeah, and I got to see some of my old buddies and got out to go skate with them. And was able to watch their home opener, so that was pretty good to see. And they won, so they're looking like they're gonna have a good season, so it was good to see that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that's got to be cool emotions to do something like that. Now, is this your first time living away from home?
No, actually, so when I went to Cranbrook, I boarded there for 4 years, so I've been away from home for quite a while now, kind of used to it. So yeah, this really isn't anything too different, just no school now and just hockey, so yeah, like it's pretty fun. But yeah, no, I'm having a good time with it, and yeah.
And when you go to get away from hockey, you go watch hockey and skate hockey, right? I mean, it's hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go, like, do more hockey and stuff, but I was out there just kind of just helping the guys and just talking with them and all, just catching up. But no, I got to see my family and friends from school, so it was good. It was good to see everyone. But yeah. No, I definitely got away from hockey a little bit. Got a good break in. So yeah.
When you do get away from hockey or other hobbies or things you like to do, what do you do to get away sometimes?
I'm big into cars. I really just like, I love driving around. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, can't really go to car meets right now, winter time, but. I don't know. I was hanging out at my old job. It's like a car shop, so I was working there over the summer. So I got to go back and just hang out there for a little bit and get
mechanic.
Some stuff
on. Do you know mechanical?
No,
stuff?
I actually do detailing.
Got it.
So yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then are you into cars to the point like you've got some favorite makes and models or years or that kind of thing?
I mean, I pretty much just appreciate every car. I just, you know, love what they all have to offer. Obviously have like my least favorites and favorites, but yeah, I mean, I think there's something to appreciate. So, yeah.
All right. What got you into junior hockey and coming here to Southern Minnesota? How did that path develop for you, Ronan?
Well, so, I mean, I've been playing hockey ever since I was like 5. Used to live in Cleveland, played hockey in Cleveland for a while, and then moved to Indiana, and then decided after 8th grade to go up to Cranbrook, and then through there I just was just developing and, you know, looking for junior teams to play with, and just kind of so happened, like, over the years of some camps and stuff, that I actually met Darren Banks a couple times at some camps, and okay. I was talking to him the whole time up until coming to here, so he kind of got me involved with Steele County, so
okay.
Yeah.
Cranbrook, you said, was the school. Is that what kind of a schedule? Is that a high school team?
We played in the Michigan High School League.
Okay.
I don't know. There's some big names up there, Brother Rice and Catholic Central.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't prep hockey, but it was Michigan High School. It was pretty good competition. So, but yeah, I mean, it got me here. So,
yeah. What are you liking about playing for the Blades and playing at this level of junior hockey?
I mean, it's just hockey all the time, and you know, I love hockey, so yeah, it's pretty fun. But it's a really good group of guys. I was really surprised how well we like mended like quickly, and just everyone's just getting along really well. And I think you can see that out on the ice as well. So yeah,
And what is it on the ice that the team is doing well to, you know, have a good record and knock off some good teams, and it's been a great start? What are some reasons behind that?
I mean, I think we're just we're coming to practice every day and we're competing. I think we all just kind of have really good work ethic. We all want to win, and I mean, that's important. It's kind of simple, but I think we all want to, and we have a key factor on being a family and sticking together and being prepared, and I think we try to do that every single day. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Late in January, comes the outdoor game in Mankato. Do you have any experience with outdoor skating out of Indiana?
I mean,
what do you think about this?
I've played on some ponds and stuff, but no, I've never been able to get out and actually like play a full game outside. So that's going to be really fun. I'm really excited for that. It's going to be just a great experience overall. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And since this is your first year of junior hockey, do you have thoughts on long-term goals or where you hope this sport will take you someday?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just playing and I'm just having fun with it. I think that's just really important, is just always have fun with it. I'm just kind of letting it take me where it takes me. And if it doesn't take me anywhere, I'm not too worried about that. I've got college to kind of fall back on. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just letting it take me where it wants to.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Just like when you're driving around.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Just
yeah.
Hockey's taking you for a ride.
Yeah.
Well, Ronan McLaughlin out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, thanks for the time. Good luck on the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it.